Hello and good morning, listeners. On 31st of January, last edition of this month, last edition of this podcast for a while now. Today is the last episode, and I've learned a lot doing this day after day. I hope you enjoyed listening to this. I will be back at some point renewing this podcast once more, but for now, I think trying to not spread myself too thin this year, and hence I want to focus on a few other things that are in the pipeline. I'm not sure if they'll pan out the way I want them to, but news on the go has to kind of take a back seat. Also, the objective of this podcast was initially just a little selfish in terms of just me being updated with what's happening across the world, and I think I've fairly been successful at achieving that. I have a good sense of the world, the politics around different continents, different countries, the different issues that are of world importance in the 1.5 years that I've been doing this. So yes, let's talk about what's happening on the 31st of January. We have four things to discuss today. There's Amazon, JP Morgan and Berkshire Hathaway launching a healthcare company. There's SoftBank that invested $300 million in a Silicon Valley dog walking startup. 60,000 North Korean kids may starve due to sanctions. Kim Jong-un's nuclear program is leading to children dying hungry. And post office staff in India get new NIFT designed khadi uniforms. First piece on the news is about Amazon, JP Morgan and Berkshire Hathaway. The companies plan to disrupt America's bloated healthcare sector, free from profit-making incentives and constraints. Amazon has disrupted fashion, books, furniture, food, cloud-based storage devices, and much else besides. Now it's coming for one of the biggest and most complex industries in the US, which is the healthcare. Amazon, Berkshire Hathaway, and JP Morgan announced a vague but market-moving plan to launch an independent company that will offer healthcare services to the company's employees at lower costs. The venture, which will be managed by executives from the firms, will be run more like a non-profit than a for-profit entity. The market value of 10 large listed health insurance and pharmacy stocks dropped by a combined $30 billion in the first 2 hours of trading. At the time of writing, insurer MetLife was the hardest hit, down nearly 9% for the day. So yes, they're just planning to disrupt the healthcare way of doing things in the US for their respective companies. It's quite noble. Now, SoftBank invested $300 million in a Silicon Valley dog walking startup. The tech giant's $100 billion Vision Fund has big hopes for WAG, that's what it's called, a service that enables people to request for dog walkers for their own dogs while they're busy through an app. So literally it's like an Uber for dogs. The fund has been writing big checks to companies that can collect the harness data of vast oceans, like say the location mapping info from any army of dog walkers. So literally it's an app that connects people who want to walk dogs with the owners of dogs who want their dogs to be walked. That is so cool. 60,000 North Korean kids may starve due to sanctions, says the UNICEF. Nearly 60,000 children in North Korea face potential starvation due to international sanctions against the regime. Although providing humanitarian assistance is exempted from the sanctions, the absence of adequate shipping routes, delays in delivery of global aid, etc., come in the way. Global sanctions have been imposed against North Korea over its ballistic and nuclear missile program. We all know Kim Jong-un and what he's up to. He's not doing anything else apart from building his nuclear base and threatening and insulting Donald Trump day in and day out. Last piece on the news about a post office staff and them getting their new NIFT designed khadi uniforms. The Department of Post Personnel will wear khaki colored uniforms from February 2018 after the department redesigned the uniform in collaboration with the National Institute of Fashion Technology. The 48 crore rupees order to supply the farm uniforms to 90,000 people has been awarded to the Khadi and Village Industries Commission. Minister of State Giriraj Singh launched uniforms on Tuesday. So yes, from February, we're going to see post office men in khadi clad uniforms, thanks to NIFT. With that piece of news, we're wrapping up today's edition of News on the Go. I lost for a while now. You guys have a great Wednesday morning, in fact. I will see you sometime soon and you will hear from me. In the meantime, please follow my other podcast, which is In Conversation with Ashwin, where I host guests from different fields about and discuss things that matter to me. This books, philosophy, discuss fitness, people, and different professions. We've had 6 guests so far, all from different fields. So you guys should definitely check it out. I'm going to post the link to that podcast in the description box of this episode. If you guys want to show me some love, follow and subscribe to that channel on different platforms. We're on SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher, and any other podcasting platform. Also, I'll be happy to hear from you. You could either post in the comment box or write to me at ashwin@ashwinchabria.com, which is ashwin@ashwinchabria.com. In the background, I'm leaving you with Come Home by Declan DP. I will miss you guys. Talk soon.